این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about different viewpoints and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different issues and then try to shed light and explain some points and lessons that we can take out of the viewpoints of this great character. Well, about the value of martyrdom, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, understanding the enormous value of martyrdom calls for divine standards and its lofty standing requires divine perspective. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is talking about the value of martyrdom that is beyond the understanding of a materialistic individual. You know, the martyr makes himself immortal by his blood. He injects immortal blood in the veins of the society. In other words, one gives immortality to his knowledge and his thoughts, and that is the scholar. The other one makes himself immortal by his invention or art, and that is the inventor or the artist. And still other makes himself immortal by his ethical teachings, and that is the ethic master. But a martyr makes himself immortal by his blood and by his whole existence. He injects immortal blood into the veins of the society. In reality, every other group of the servants of humanity become immortal just through a part of their existence, whereas the martyr becomes immortal by sacrificing everything which he owns. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is a goodness above and over every good deed except the death in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one is killed in the way of Allah, then there is no goodness above it. A hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of three groups on the Day of Judgment. First, the prophets, second, the divine scholars, and third, the martyrs. So we see that after the prophets, the imams, and the divine scholars, the martyrs will be the intercessors on the Day of Judgment. The intercession of the martyrs is an intercession of guidance. It is a materialization of the reality which has taken place in the world. After the prophets, the imams, and the divine scholars, the martyrs are the ones who lead the people from darkness towards light. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present the martyrs on the Day of Judgment with such a glorified prestige and light that if prophets were to pass in front of them on their horses, they would get down from their horses for the respect of the martyrs. And that is what the intention of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was about the high status of a martyr. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never.